So it's day 334 of hashtag 365. Now, I've been mindful throughout this whole journey to keep it quite vague in terms of dates and times and days, etc., because I want it to be the case that people that are listening to this can listen to it in their own time and start it whenever they want. And I didn't want to kind of lose that sense of your timeline by me banging on about mine all the time. However, it feels sweet and fitting to mention the fact that today it's the 13th of December 2019 as I record this, the day after the UK general election, which happened yesterday on the 12th of December 2019. And we've woken up to a Tory government, which is really interesting because we live in an echo chamber, don't we, these days, where basically what you see on your timeline on social media, which, let's face it, is how most people gauge things these days, you know, to gauge the mood of the nation, you look on your timeline. But of course, your timeline is just people like you reflecting views like yours back at you. So it's very easy to believe that things are going in a certain direction and then, you know, feeling that notion of surprise when things go absolutely, completely in a different direction. And I think a lot of people have woken up feeling like that today, but clearly not that many people because it's a Tory whitewash. Well, I laugh about it, but, you know, there we go. We had an opportunity to vote for real societal change, and instead we voted to carry on with the same government that we've had for the past decade, who've made this country absolutely awful in so many ways. But there we go. I'm not here to talk politics. I'm here to talk weight loss. And it's going to be really easy to lose weight once we start getting a massive amount of our food imported from the States, where they sell chlorinated chicken and have atrocious food safety standards, which results in things like an acceptable amount of blood and mucus in your milk. Yeah, we don't have that here in the UK because we're protected by EU regulation, which has very stringent measures, which people apparently think is a bad thing. They're so desperate to throw off the shackles of, you know, the EU and go it alone. Look forward to that. Worth safety standards, worth health and food standards. Oh, dear me. Dear me. What else is there to say? Anyway, so it's day 334. That means there's 31 days left remaining of this 365-day journey. Yesterday was a better day after I ballsed it up spectacularly at the Christmas party. Yesterday I had a very light day, so I'm feeling a bit better today. I've had a bit of stomachache recently. I think, my daughter's had a bit of a sick bug, and I think I've got like an adult version of that. You know, we're a bit more kind of immune to stuff. So I feel like I've had a bit of a sickly feeling in my stomach for the past few days. Perhaps because I knew which way the election was going to go. Christ on a bike. You know, the funny thing is about it, just to circle back, is that Labour's kind of manifesto was built around this idea of being for the many, not for the few. As in, you know, for the masses, not for the small percentage of people that are very, very wealthy. And what's actually happened is the many have voted in support of the few, which is just a... I put this on my Twitter. It's like a fitting end, really, to a decade of common sense being defied, it seems, at so many turns. So many times it's happened this decade, hasn't it? Where you've gone, really? Really? So the poorest people in society have voted to support the richest? Why has that happened? But, you know, these campaigns are run by very, very intelligent people with big budgets who are able to manipulate the media, manipulate social media and all sorts. So, I don't know. What can you say? I don't know why I'm talking about this. I shouldn't be talking about this. It's not what this is about. It's kind of impossible not to, though. Isn't it, really? In many ways. So yeah, anyway, today I'm gonna keep it light. I'm expecting another delivery of Huel as well, the sort of vitamin drink thing that I've been having. Nutritionally complete drink, they call it. I've actually felt that it's been a good helper in my quest in this latter part of 365. Because on those times where you think, oh, do you know what? I've over-egged it a little bit on the food today. I don't want to eat anything tonight, but I do want to still get my nutrients away. I've been having one of those, and it's been really helping. I've been waking up feeling less bloated and stuff, which is good. Does make your farts stink, though. Not going to lie to you guys.